Little Rosa, what's her name? And still I cry in vain. My world won't be the same since she's gone from me.
I had gone to visit a grave of a friend of mine, and as I walked through the graveyard, I noticed this man kneeling down by the grave of a child, and in his hand he held a big red rose, and tears were streaming down his cheeks. So I walked over and laid a hand on his shoulder and started to talk to him. And during the course of our conversation, and in his broken English, this is the story, just as he told it to me. He said, "Mister, I'm a walker down the street of today, and I pass by a big flower shop. I walk in and I ask the man in the shop, I say, 'Boss, how much you for one the red rose?' And he looked at me with one big frown, and he says, 1 dollar, please.' But in a by and a by, a swell-dressed blonde young lady walk in, and she says, 'How much you for one the red rose?' And he looked at her with one biggest smile, and he says, 10 cents. Then I said, 'Boss, how come you charging me $1 for the rose? You charging the young lady only 10 cents. And he says, "Look, mister, you're telling me why you want the rose, and maybe I'll give it to you for not." Then I said, "Boss, I'm a hard-working man. Working the railroad and don't make too much money. And I got a little girl, and her name is Rosa. Oh, Rosa's just about this high, boss. Every day when I come home from work, a little Rosa come running to me to Papa. And she'd throw her little arms around my neck and say, 'Papa.' And I'd say, 'Rosa.' Oh, but the one day, boss, I come home from work, and I don't see Rosa. I look down by the railroad track, and I see one of the bigger crowd. I go down and I push in the crowd this way, and I push in the crowd that way, and there, boss, at my feet lay my little Rosa. And that's why I want the Rosa, boss. I'm gonna put him on little Rosa's grave." The man, he don't say a lot, but he picked the biggest and the reddest rose, and he give it to me. And I said, "Thank you, boss. Thank you very much." And though she's gone, you see, she's still the world to me, she'll always be that little girl alive.